Last week we spoke about the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim. We bless Hashem for giving sight to the blind. Today we'll focus on the next bracha, which is the bracha of Malbish Arumim. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who clothes the naked. Last week we spoke about the connection between these two brachas, Pekeach Ivrim and Malbish Arumim. He who gives sight to the blind, and who clothes the naked. That this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, where the pasuk says that after the chait of Eitz Hadas, it says Vatipakachna Einei Shneihem, that the eyes of Adam and Chava were opened, Vayedu ki arumim hem, and they saw that they are naked. And then the pasuk says, Vayas Hashem alakim, the Adam of the Ishta Kosnais Oir Vayalbishem Hashem made garments of hide for Adam and his wife, and he clothed them. So Hashem, first, Pekeach Ivrim, first he gives sight to the blind. And then once they realize that they are naked, Malbish Arumim, he clothes the naked. Now, there's a kavana, according to the Arizal, in the brach of Malbish Arumim, the Arizal explains that the neshama has levushim, the neshama has garments. And when a person does averis, the person compromises those garments, the garments of his neshama. And there are such averis, says the Arizal, that have the ability to totally strip the neshama of all of its garments. Every night when the neshama ascends heavenward, however bereft of garments it is, whether it's just compromised or it's totally naked, the Ribbono Shel Olam, in his great kindness, renews the garments of the neshama every day. Says the Arizal, that is why we make a bracha every single day, Malbish Arumim, that Hashem clothes the naked. It's a reference to our neshama, that Hashem clothes our neshama that is bereft of garments. Now, in order for a person to be able to appreciate Hashem's kindness in clothing one's neshama, one needs to first recognize that they have compromise their neshama. The problem is that it's very difficult for a person to see their own faults. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Mishnah, Kol Nigoyim Adam Roya Chutz Minigei Atzmai. That it's a Mishnah in Nigoyim, Misachtas Nigoyim, that a Kohen, when somebody has a negav, somebody has taras, so the one is supposed to go to the kohen, and the kohen is supposed to look at the negav, and the kohen is to determine as to whether it's a Torah negav or a tamei negav. So the Mishnah says that a kohen is allowed to look at anyone's negav besides his own. If a kohen has a nega himself, he's got to go to a different kohen. He can't pasken on his own nega. But the Sforim say that the Mishnah is alluding to another very important message, that a person is able to see anybody else's faults. Chutz minigei atzmai. One, it's very difficult for a person to see his own faults. A person doesn't see their own faults. So since that is the case, it's very difficult for us to appreciate Hashem's chesed for clothing our neshama. We don't realize that we've compromised our neshama. Hashem first needs to open our eyes and allow us to see our own negoyim. Hashem needs to allow us to see our own faults, and then it's only then that we can appreciate Rabbeinu Shalom's chesed for clothing our neshama every day. So first comes, blessed are you, Hashem, you give sight to the blind. Hashem gives sight to those who are otherwise blind to their own faults. And once we realize that we have our own faults, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekenu Melech HaOlam, Mal B'Sharumim, now we can bless you for clothing the naked. Now, to take that a step further, that when a person does averis, according to the Arizal, one compromises the garments of their neshama. We have to assume that when one does tshuva, one regains those garments again. So, in the process of tshuva, there are three steps. The first step in the process of tshuva is realizing that one has sinned. Realizing that one has compromised themselves. That is number one. As long as a person doesn't realize that they've committed a sin, then tshuva has not begun. Once that recognition is there, a person has stopped justifying themselves, and a person has realized that what they've done is wrong, then the person needs to, the next step in tshuva is to regret what one has done. Regretting the past, Charot ala avar, is what corrects the past. The Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us the gift of a tshuva that we're able to correct the past. That, I believe, is these first two brachas, right? It's Pekeach Ivrim. First, Hashem gives sight to the blind, that we're able to recognize our faults. We are not blinded by our own bias. Secondly, Mal B'Sharumim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us the ability by regretting what we have done to reinstate our garments. But then there's a third step of tshuva, and that is Kabbalah ala Osid, and that is accepting upon oneself that one will never repeat it again. Now, in order for that to happen, if a person is entrenched in a certain avera, a person is accustomed to doing a certain avera, specifically a person is addicted to doing an avera, it's very easy for a person sometimes to recognize what they're doing is wrong. It's even easy to regret it. The Gemara says, Rishoyim Maleim Charotas. The wicked are full of regrets. But the problem is that they're bound by the Yetzer Hara. They're as if they're imprisoned by the Yetzer Hara. There's nothing, the person is no longer in control. And that is where tefillah comes into the picture. The person needs to daven to Hashem. The person needs to realize that the only one that can assist them is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The person needs to daven that the Ribbono Shel Olam should help them overcome the Yetzer Hara, that they should be able to accept upon themselves never to do it again. And that is, and for that we make the next bracha, which is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim. Blessed are you, Hashem, the King of the Universe, who releases the bound. So there's a progression in these three brachas. First is the recognition of the sin, Pekeach Ivrim, he who gives sight to the blind, that one should stop justifying themselves and being blinded by their own bias, realizing that they've sinned. Secondly is regretting the past, and that is Malbish Arumin, the person is able to clothe their nakedness. The garments of their neshama are reinstated. And then, in order to be able to accept for the future that it will never repeat itself, for that we make the bracha, Matir Asurim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam releases those that are bound.
What are the garments of the neshama?
I don't know. There's garments that the Tanya talks about, but that's not what the Arizal is referring to. The Arizal is referring to garments of the neshama, that the person comes, the neshama comes clothed, and by the person doing averus, the person compromises those garments. I just start aside. When?
I do know there's one malush, okay? Because he runs when he sings the morning before Talisan. Talisan, I'm a boss.
Yeah.
I think the Torah goes with it, but I don't know.
Right. I just recently saw a story. Who was it? Was one of the descendants, one of the grandchildren of the sons of Rav, someone that married into the family. It was a big Godel Yisrael that married into the sons of Rav's family, and the someone had sent to the sons of Rav a whole box of esrogim before Sukkot to choose an esrog. And this grandson, he was a grandson-in-law, had just married into the family, was concerned that he would get the bottom of the barrel. So he went and he was able to get a hold of the box and chose an esrog before the sons of Rav even had a chance to choose one. So when the sons of Rav found out about it, he was very upset. So his grandson went into the sons of Rav, and when he walked in, the sons of Rav turned away. He didn't want to talk to him. And he started excusing himself that he wanted an esrog and he was afraid he was going to get the bottom of the barrel and he didn't mean to take before the Zayden. Sons of Rav didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to talk to him. So finally he said, Zayden, I'll never do it again. When he said that, the sons of Rav turned around and ran over to him and embraced him. He said, as long as you were justifying yourself and excusing yourself, I don't want to hear of it. As soon as you recognize that what you did is wrong, you're never going to do it again, then we can talk. That's tshuva. But the progression is Pekeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, Matir Asurim. I'd like to suggest another approach to these two brachas, Malbish Arumim and Matir Asurim. the order of the brachas is we bless Hashem for clothing the naked and then for releasing the bound. In last week's Pasha, Pasha's Vayigash, when Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, and Yosef says to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef, Oy Davichai, and then Yosef gives them two proofs that he's Yosef. First it says, Gishu Eli, he says to them, come close to me. Rashi says, Her Elohim Shuhumohu. He showed them that he's circumcised. And then it says, Kipi Amadabar Aleichem. Now you see that Enechem Royas Veinachem Ben Yamin. Kipi Amadabar Aleichem. You see that it is my mouth that is speaking to you. And Rashi says, B'lashon HaKodesh. He was talking to them, B'lashon HaKodesh. That was the second proof that he's Yosef. Now I'd like to understand why Yosef chose specifically those two proofs to prove that he's Yosef, that he's circumcised, and that he speaks Lashon Kodesh. In order to understand that, we need to understand what was the dispute between Yosef and his brothers. Now it's clear that it was not just a jealousy or whatever it seems like from the parsha. There's something much deeper that was involved in this machlokes. There's an argument among tzaddikim over the last who knows how many generations, as to whether a person is allowed to portray outwardly, if a person is allowed to portray themselves outwardly in a manner that it does not truly reflect what is going on inside. As if a person is allowed to conduct themselves with certain chumras, or if a person is allowed to dress in a certain way that would indicate to others that they are in a certain level of religiosity, when truly they still have a lot of work to do to get there. There are those that held that doing so is falsehood, doing so is sheker, and a person is not allowed to portray themselves outwardly more than what is really their panemius. Doing so is considered gnevas das, is considered fooling others. The others held that no, that there's a concept called chitzonius is ma'or the panemius. What a person does outwardly arouses one inwardly. And if a person portrays themselves a certain way, the person will see to it to grow into that. As the Chinuch says, Odom nifal lefi pu'uloisav. A person is affected by the way they act. And if a person acts in a certain way, the person will eventually make its way inward, and the person will eventually become the person they are portraying themselves to be. In the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, we find Yosef bringing dibosam ro el aviyam. We find him bringing the bad things about his brothers to his father. Rashi tells us, what did he bring? Number one, they were eating Eiver Menachai. They were eating limbs of live animals. Number two, they were chashudim al arayos. They were suspected of promiscuity. And thirdly, they were mivazah the b'nei hashvachas. They were degrading the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. The kroisin avodim, they were calling them slaves. So Yosef, these are the three things Yosef brought to his father. What was the point of these three things specifically? Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim in the merit of three things: Leshinu Shemom, Leshoinam Abusham, that they did not change their name, their garment, their language, and their garment. So literally, the way we understand that is that they did not they dressed like Jews, they spoke Lashon Kodesh, and they kept their Jewish names. That is Shemam Levusham Albusham in a chitzayin yizdege sense, in an outward sense. But there's a pnim yizdege, there's a more internal meaning to Shemam Leshoinam Albusham, to their name, their language, and their garment. A person's name represents a person's identity. If a person is proud that they're a Jew, if a person is proud to be an Eved Hashem, that is the internal meaning of Shemam. A person's name can be John. But if the person isn't embarrassed that they're Jewish and they portray themselves as a Jew and they're proud that they're Jew, the person has internally not changed their shame, only externally. Levusham, the garment, there is, of course, the external way Jews dress, whether it's wearing a yarmulke or a woman dressing in a tzniezik fashion. But there's something much more internal, and that is the kedusha of the Jewish body. The body is called the levush, is called the garment of the neshama. If a person maintains the kedusha of their bris kodesh, if a person maintains the kedusha of their bris milah, in areas of kedusha, that is the kedusha, that is the internal meaning of shleishinuas levusham, that they did not change their levush, no matter. Despite the fact that Mitzrayim is Erva Sa'arat, Mitzrayim was the most promiscuous place on the face of earth, Bnei Yisrael maintained their Kedusha. That was Shleishinu as Levusha. And Lashonam, although the external meaning of Lashonam means that they spoke Lashon Kodesh, speaking Lashon Kodesh doesn't necessarily mean that one has a holy tongue. You have a whole bunch of people speaking Hebrew in Israel, it's not a holy tongue. They're speaking all different kinds of nivul peh with their tongue. And if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, no matter if they're speaking Hebrew or not, it's not Lashon Kodesh. The internal meaning of Lashon Kodesh is seeing to it that one has a holy tongue. That one watches what they speak. One speaks in a refined manner. One doesn't speak Lashon Hara. One doesn't speak falsehood. That's Lashon Kodesh. That's the internal meaning of Lashon Kodesh. I believe that the dispute between Yosef and his brothers was that Yosef held that a person needs to be focused on primius. And one is not allowed to, according to Yosef HaTzadik, one is not allowed to portray themselves outwardly if it is not what they are inwardly. Whereas the brothers held the other opinion, that one is allowed to portray themselves outwardly, even though they aren't that way inwardly, because what we do outwardly affects our pnimius. And eventually the pnimius will match the chitzonius. So Yosef came to his father and said, "Take a look, Tata. They call themselves Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they all have Hebrew names. They're not Mishana, their names. They don't know. But what about their identity? We know that the identity of a Jew is that we're, Chazal tells us, Masechtas Yevamos, that every Jew in essence is a rachmanim by shanim gam lechasadim. We're compassionate people. We're bashful people, and we do acts of loving kindness. It's by nature to every Jew. And here they're ripping limbs off of live animals. That's not compassionate. They might be portraying themselves outwardly with the Jewish identity, but they're not maintaining their Jewish identity inwardly. The pnimius is lacking. Secondly, they are portraying themselves with wearing the garb, the outward levush, but they're chashudim al arayos. They're suspected for arayos, for promiscuity. That's where is the pnimius of the levush? Where's the kedusha of the bris kodesh? And thirdly, they might be speaking lashon kodesh, but what are they using their tongue for? They're being mevaza the shvachas. They're degrading the bnei hashvachas to call them avadim. That's lashon kodesh. So when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, Yosef said to his brothers, "Take a look. Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Everybody might call me Tzofnas Paneach, which is an Egyptian name. But my identity is Yosef. Look at my pnimius. My pnimius is Yosef. I'm Yosef mitchilosei v'adsoifei. Even though everybody calls me Tzofnas Paneach, chitzonius doesn't matter. What matters is the pnimius. I might be wearing the entire Egyptian garb. You didn't recognize me because I'm wearing the Egyptian garb. But Yeshua Eli, come closer." And he showed them that he's a mole. He showed them not only that he's circumcised, he showed them that he was Yosef HaTzadik, that he maintained his level of righteousness in the Ervas HaOret, in Mitzrayim. He withstood a Nisoyan religious Potiphar. So the outward levush might not be the Jewish levush, but inward, the pnimius is there. And thirdly, kipi amadabra lechem. I might have been talking in Egyptian the entire time, but my mouth is a holy tongue. I've never compromised the kedush of my mouth when speaking lashon kodesh. We just had the Yontif of Chanukah. And we have a machlokes between Mishnah and Bezalel, how we're supposed to be lighting the menorah. Right? Bezalel says the first night you light one, the second night two, the third night three, until finally the last night you have eight. And Mishnah says exactly the opposite. The first night you light eight, all the way down to the last night you light one. What's the machlokes? Perhaps this is the same machlokes. We all know that on the first night we're very enthusiastic, very excited about the mitzvah. And as the nights go on, that excitement dwindles. Beis Shammai holds a person is only allowed to show externally what is going on inside. And if you got the most excitement on the first night, that's when you light eight. And as the excitement dwindles, you portray less. Until finally on the last night, you're left with one. Basil holds no. You need to do an outward action to arouse the pnimius. So on the first night, when you're excited anyway, you don't have to do that much of an act. All you need to do is light one. And as the excitement dwindles, you need to light more to arouse that excitement inside. And we know that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. And the halacha is going to be like the brothers, and not like Yosef. The halacha is that we are allowed to portray ourselves outwardly in a way that is going to arouse ourselves inwardly to match what we are portraying ourselves to be. We do things in order to arouse our feelings towards the Rebbeinu Shleilam, our feelings of law, love and awe to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. We all have a potential that is locked up inside of ourselves, that is waiting to be released. And the way we release that potential is by clothing ourselves in, meaning by doing things outwardly that we wish we can be. And by doing so, we release that potential that is locked up inside of us. So, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Malbish Arumim. Blessed are you, Ribbono Shel Olam. You allow those that are naked to clothe themselves. You allow those that are spiritually bereft to clothe themselves and to act in a outward manner so that we can redeem, that we can release that is bound within ourselves, the potential that is locked up within ourselves. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Matir Asurim. Through the Malbish Arumim, through clothing the naked, we are able to be Matir Asurim. We're able to unlock that potential that is bound within ourselves. Famous words of the Baal Shem Tov. Well, the Gemara says, Shoichet Meshamayim Mechayiv. Literal pshat in the Gemara is, when somebody shechts on Shabbos, which one of the 39 malachas have they transgressed? The Gemara says, Meshum Tzeveya. The Gemara says, because when one shechts, one dyes the skin around the neck of the animal with the blood. Dyeing, coloring, is the Isra of Tzeveya. So Hashem Tov said that the Gemara is referring to something much deeper. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to slaughter the Yetzer Hara. He's going to slaughter the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, it's all one. So the Baal Shem Tov asked, why is he going to be slaughtered? The Satan is a malach. Right? He's been doing what he's supposed to do. Right? His shlichus, the mission of the Satan, is to try to seduce us into doing averus. And he does his job loyally. So why does he deserve to be slaughtered? And the answer, says the Baal Shem Tov, is that the Satan was hired to seduce us to do averis, not to convince us that averis are mitzvahs. The yetzer hara that we are accustomed to is one that tries to impress upon us that doing certain things are mitzvahs when they're really averis, and that he was never hired to do. So he says, the Gemara says, Shoichet Meshamayim Mechayiv. The Gemara is asking, why is the Satan Mechayiv Shechita? Why is he going to be slaughtered? And that the Gemara answers, Mishum Tzeveya, because he is coloring the truth. My father once said pshat in a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, "V'chiyozid ish arei egu laharga ba'arma." If a person will intentionally kill another person with trickery, you should take him off the Mizbeach to be killed. Meaning, even if it's a Kohen doing the Avodah on the Mizbeach, you should take him off to be killed. So my father asked, why does the Pasuk tell us that he killed him with trickery? What does it matter how he killed him? Harga ba'arma. So my father explained that there's a yetzahara that comes to us when we have a hisoiris to do tshuva, when we have an hisoiris to become a better person, and that we want to set goals for ourselves. So what we tend to do is we attempt to set goals for ourselves that are not within our reach. That is the Yetzer Hara speaking. So even at that time when we have Yetzer, we want to do what's right, comes along the Sultan, comes along the Yetzer Hara, and tells us to choose for ourselves very lofty goals, but they're totally beyond our reach. Instead of taking on a small step at a time, which is within our reach, the Yetzer Hara would rather us take something that's beyond our reach, and that way he knows it will never happen. They told us Yaakov Yosef on the pasuk, and there's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Yisrael. The pasuk says, on the way up to the Mizbeach, there was a ramp. The pasuk says, do not have stairs, only a ramp. And the way the Kohen had to walk up the ramp was he had to put his heel by his toe. He wasn't allowed to take bigger steps than that. And what that represents, says the Toldos, is that on the Mizbeach represents Avodas Hashem, represents our service of Hashem. If a person is ascending to Avodas Hashem, the person has to take small steps. A person cannot take big steps. If a person tries taking big steps, that's when a person's vulnerabilities become revealed. So my father said, Pshat is, Chiyozit Ish Arayegu Lahargabam, it's talking about the Ish, V'yayavaki Ishima, it's talking about the Sultan. When the Sultan tries to kill a person, Ba'arma, and he does it with trickery. He does it with trickery, telling the person to take lofty goals, as if this is a mitzvah that he's talking about. So if you want to kill that Yetzer Hara, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachan Alamos, you can learn from the Mizbeach of how to kill that Yetzer Hara. The Mizbeach will teach you got to take small steps. Don't take big steps. This trickery, the arma, is already caught. We find this Sultan at work in Parshas Bereishis when he tries to seduce Chava. Right? He said, "Hanachash hayorum mikol chayas asada." He was sly. The Nachash was arum, uses the same word that we're referring to here. Malvish arumin. Now, if we would only have the Yetzer Hara that tells us to do averis, and he would tell us that it's an avera, we know we would never listen to the Yetzer Hara. It wouldn't even be an assign. Right? We would never. It wouldn't even be a test. How do we get tzchar? How do we get reward? The bigger the test is, the more reward we get. So if when the Yetzer Hara clothes himself in this garment, in this costume of trickery, in this costume of a mitzvah, and nevertheless we overcome the Yetzer Hara, that is when we get the real tzchar. So we make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Alekenu Melech Ha'olam, Malbish Arumim, the Ribbono Shel Olam allows the sly Nochash, the sly Sultan, to clothe himself, to costume himself as if he wants us to do mitzvahs. And through that we overcome, and nevertheless we overcome the Yetzer Hara that gives us the ability to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam despite the challenges and receive tremendous schar. We shall all be zoiche to overcome the Yetzer Hara, who is the arum mekol chayas hasada. We shall all be zoiche to schar toiv va'olam hazeh va'olam haba.